Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Here we go. Get ready. Here we go. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
We're going to be going live here in 2 seconds. Of course, tonight we are going to be discussing the Fukushima. Right. What the hell's going on?
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
As you know, Fukushima is on the ring of fire, which is a gigantic ring that goes up both California, South America, up around Alaska, down past Japan. You know, there's just fault lines all along this place, and Fukushima happens to sit on one of these fault lines. So on this episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show, our good friend Chuck Inman joins us, and we will be discussing the full meltdown of one of three destroyed nuclear reactors, Fukushima disaster zone. And like I said, it's been 12 years this month, and you won't believe some of the facts and stats and some of the dangers that are listed on their own government website. It's pretty incredible stuff when you think about 300 metric tons of nuclear waste per day for 12 years spilling into the Pacific Ocean. And that spreads the radioactivity across the globe. And the numbers that some of the numbers that you'll hear tonight will be directly from, you know, websites that and they're posted on government websites, and I'm sure Chuck will have the information so that you can go check it out all for yourself. So without further ado, I'm going to look into my my evening prayer pops up at 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, and we're going to read this. And I do this cold. I don't know what it's going to be or what it's about. I turn on the app because it sends me a notification. So whatever the verse is and whatever the inspiration is, whatever the prayer is, what it will be. And then we'll add some because, you know, we love Jesus here at Patriot Nation Radio Show. So here we go. This is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. Sometimes these verses are kind of tough. You don't really always understand. But then they have the inspiration section. Kind of explains what that verse means. So in verse 13, Paul tells the Thessalonians not to sorrow over those who have died in Christ like others who have no hope. Here in verse 14, he tells us of that hope. Those who know the Lord continue to live with him after the death of their mortal body. And they will return with Jesus on the day of rapture. So with that, let's pray. Lord, you are a giver of hope. We may sorrow for lost loved ones who knew you because we missed you, but we do not sorrow as a world that has no real hope. We know that we shall see our brothers and sisters in Christ again, and we rejoice with them. They are now in a happier place. Lord, I want to pray for our nation. I want to pray for our people. I wish that everybody would humble themselves and pray and God help the nation. That's what we can hope for. Lord, so we are humbling ourselves before you. Give us our trespass, sins that commit daily, and rebellion of your love and grace. Put your healing hands on those who are ill and comfort the hearts of the broken. And let us be the light that shines love upon this earth that the Christian Christ. Pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen. Hallelujah, folks. Isn't that fun? And my good friend Chuck, he is on the line. And so let me just do this real fast, and we'll be right back after this. It's going to play. I'm having some internet delay.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to make sure you tune in Tuesdays to A Conservative Perspective with James Foster, Wednesdays with Kevin White, and the American Allegiance show on Fridays. Sorry, yesterday's name of the show, but tune in Fridays to see. Good shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You can hear these shows. Of course, catch my show. I'm doing it right now every third Thursday of the month. Peel back a little bit of shows. I don't want to do a show every day right now. I'm tired. It's been a long run. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome tonight's featured guest, Chuck Hyman. Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Good evening, Mark.
Hope all is well with you and yours. Yes, sir. Hope all is well with you and yours.
We're just surviving the craziness.
Yeah. That is the current administration and everything else that goes with it.
So,
we're going to start off with
I'm reading through a statement via Nuclear News. The news that matters about the nuclear industry, Fukushima. Japan may start dumping radioactively contaminated waste from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the ocean despite warnings from neighboring countries, marine scientists, and health experts. As soon as within a month or two, Japan could be dumping into the Pacific Ocean 1.3 million tons of treated but still radioactively contaminated water. And they've done this how many times since Fukushima disaster?
And not only that, from sources in the past, and thus 300 metric tons a day washes through the reactor to keep it cool and spills back into the ocean every single day for 12 years.
And, yep. I'd hate to think how much toxic is at the bottom of that ocean. And yes, then people wonder why we've got the water, the ocean temperatures are rising. Well, if you stop and think about the dead carcasses that are laying on the bottom of that ocean, it's composting. What happens with compost? Temperatures rise.
Yep.
It's not what they're trying to claim as climate change. What they've done to the planet is what's their escape.
What they're doing.
Climate change.
So let me tell folks a little bit here. Folks who haven't listened to this show before, many years ago when Fukushima first struck, Chuck was in the business of making microbes that would actually eat radioactive isotopes in the soil, would eat like other things, other contaminants in the soil. And he tried to tell people that this is a wonderful thing. You can put this in your soil, and you can save your land and grow, you know, non-radioactive crops. And nobody reached out to you, did they, Chuck? Forget you.
Nope.
To save their soil and stuff.
It's kind of like fell on deaf ears.
It's crazy. You would think, like, well, activity and other soil contaminants can be eaten by natural, all natural, 100% natural microbes that would envelop and eat the waste in the soil so it's sweet and perfect soil to plant. But no, for some reason. And he talked about it for a long time.
Everybody needs to understand that upon creation of this planet, this planet has always endured a form of radiation, natural radiation.
Right.
And the natural microbes is what's kept this planet in balance. And now we've got Chernobyl, Fukushima, all of these nuclear power plants around the world, including right here in the United States, that are leaking every day. You can pull up Google search and type in leaking nuclear reactors or leaking nuclear power plants. And you will find, depending on which article you look at, 75 to 85% of our own reactors in this country are leaking.
Right.
They're out of date. They're out of life expectancy, but yet they're still being powered up and leaking every day.
And I'm sure if, now this isn't a statistic that I've looked up, but possibly you have, Chuck. The cancer rates between March 2011 and March 2023, what's the difference, you know, how much has cancer levels increased since Fukushima disaster?
I didn't have time to look that up, did you?
No, that's a good question. So if anybody would happen to have that answer, that would be a great answer to share with the world. Give me a call. You can call the show and you can tell.
Go back to 2000, just check the last 25 years. And see if there's a spike right after the end of the Fukushima.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Some kind of weird internet delay at my house right now because I hit that like 15 seconds ago. And then all of a sudden it kicked on. When I was talking about it, I was like, man, if you have the information, give the show a call, and I hit the button, and I talked for a second, then it came on. Internet's flaky. I think they're trying to push us into something around here in my neighborhood, so the internet acts funny sometimes. Some kind of fiber optic thing they're installing, I don't know. So Fukushima, folks, has three damaged reactors. You know, they never told you it was three. And the one that is in full meltdown, they just, when they go into full meltdown like this, they just wrap it like in concrete and let it go, right? That's it. And they keep washing water over to keep it cool enough so it doesn't explode and blow up.
Well, that's pretty much what they did with Chernobyl.
Yes.
But can't do that with Fukushima. It's on the coast. It's nothing but sand. They can't get under it. They can't put they can't stop it.
And ultimately, where does it melt down to? Just into the atmosphere, into what actually happens? Does it Is there a gigantic hole in the ground that's melting? I never really even thought about, like, when it's melting down, what's melting?
Nuclear reactors.
All right.
The cores.
Keep going. And then it's a chain reaction that never stops, as far as I know. Is that correct?
Correct.
Never stop. It's the China syndrome. The real deal. What's really happening. This one, it's reacting.
As we spoke about the cancer rates, I pulled it up.
Right.
According to CDC, well, we know what CDC is all about. And cancer.gov.
Yeah.
They're trying to say cancer rates are dropping.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I remember when I was a kid.
CNN, U.S. cancer rate hits 25-year of decline. That just goes to show there's no way in the world you can trust what's on the web.
Right on. Because I remember when I was a kid, they told us, when you get to a certain age, everybody's going to know someone with AIDS. AIDS was the big scare. And it was going to spread around the world. Everybody's going to get AIDS. Oh, my God. End of the world. They never said everybody's going to know someone with cancer. Never told us. Guess what? There's not a person on this planet who doesn't know someone who has, or has passed away from cancer. And it's never going to go away until they find some kind of disease that's worse than cancer. Then all of a sudden they go, we cured cancer, but we have this other one over here because it's a moneymaker, and they have to keep making the money. They're not going to cure it. It's not the plan, folks. I don't know. I don't believe those. That can't be true because so many people.
Here's one that I've just pulled up. What happened to the cancer rates in the United States over the last 20 years? In the past 20 years, from 2001 to 2020, cancer rates went down 27%.
Okay.
No.
I don't believe it.
Are they trying to say that the cures are working? Now, I don't know what they're trying to portray.
Hmm. 27% decline in the last 20 years. That's got to be, I don't know. Well, you know, maybe we're wrong. Maybe cancer rates are going down. Maybe because things like breast cancer and prostate cancer are almost, you know, are getting better rates, survival rates. But other cancers like skin cancer, you know, maybe there's a vast decline in certain cancers that's making it seem like all cancer rates are going down, but only prostate cancer and colon cancer and some other cancer rates really, really low now, and it affects the whole overall cancer because there are people that are dying of pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, skin cancer that's spreading all over the place in a hurry. There's all kinds of cancer, and that may be, well, also.
What one could do is do a study on what leukemia has done. Leukemia is triggered by radiation.
Blood cancer. Chronic lymphoma. Things like that. Things that are maybe gastrointestinal because you're eating the radioactive food.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Maybe,
it's all tied together, but, you know, just like when Fukushima went up, they had the blackout on it and nobody could talk about it.
Right. Now you can talk about it, but nobody's listening anymore. So they let you talk about it, and, like, maybe three people hear you. Hopefully tonight somebody's listening that will be shocked. What can we do? There's got to be something people can do to like, maybe there's nothing. Maybe this is the end. don't know, man. It's gloom and doom, bro.
You know,
it's
just
the
like
end of the world.
You know, over the years, you and I have done this numerous times, and I refer to nature because I'm out in nature all the time.
Right.
Whether I'm playing with the horses, whether we're out hunting in the fall through the winter, planting season, crops, harvest, I'm outside.
Right.
So when I see in our region people I know that have lost horses because of lung cancer.
Right.
Since when does horses get lung cancer?
Right. That's another thing to check. Like, what's the cancer rates in livestock?
And, you know, over the years, the amount of our four-legged critters with our dogs out in the yards all the time, their pads absorb it. And
yep.
Next thing you know, they're on thyroid medication. Why are they on thyroid medication? Because their paws are absorbing what?
Radioactive waste.
So,
another one of the things that we always discussed was radioactive danger levels, you know, past and present. Because we know years ago they measured it, like they would say, well, it's safe, but it's kind of not good, would be like 100 parts per million, right?
What used to be classified normal was 4 to 20 counts per minute. The 50 count per minute level was abnormal. 100 count per minute was
danger.
Warning or alert level. 300 counts per minute ended up being what we've known then as hazmat. Get away.
Right. Evac. 300. So, you have the website that you find
that's
these numbers on.
That's what I'm going.
Now, this is
that's
a
what I'm getting.
This is a site run by the feds, correct?
Correct.
Like CDC is for the medicine, and this one is the nuclear regulatory. Who's running this website?
And there's the one I want. www.epa.gov, RadNet.
So it's the Environmental Protection Agency website. .gov/RadNet. So that'd be RADNET. You go there and see these numbers. You can look at these numbers and you're going to be shocked. Remember that before they made some changes, I believe it was under the Obama administration, changed these rates. So when they changed them under the Obama administration, before we start telling folks how bad these numbers are, what did the Obama administration change the rates to, from 100 being this is kind of bad, 300 hazmat, get the hell out of here?
Right now, I'm currently pulling up Spokane, Washington, West Coast. And we've got spikes at 9,000 counts.
9,000, Spokane, Washington.
So for the most part, we're floating in the Spokane, Washington region between 7 and over 9,000 counts per minute.
Spokane. And then one of the ones that we like to look at, because it's so far away from Fukushima, is somewhere in Maine. I guess we were looking at Portland, Maine.
Well, the one that we watched a lot was Riley, Carolina, and it's loading now. And they've got spikes over 10,000, and they're constantly between 8 and 10,000 counts per minute.
And that's in Carolina. That's very far from Fukushima. Very far on the Atlantic.
We'll just pull up Portland, Maine. We'll see what that one is at the current moment. Well, they, for the most part, they're right at the 10,000 count.
See? Portland, Maine, 10,000 counts per minute. 300.
November through January, they were on the 10,000 with spikes above that. In January, they dropped through to February to 7,000 to 9,000 counts. And February through now, they're floating between the 7,000 and 10,000.
That's Portland, Maine. Think about Fukushima is in Japan. And Portland, Maine is a really far northern eastern United States on the Atlantic coast. And they have 7,000 to 9,000 counts a minute. And what did the Obama administration change it to from 100 and 300? What did they change it up to kind of make it seem like, well, it's not so bad?
I don't think there is a warning level anymore. I think it's gone.
They don't even have one, is there?
Because if we're floating at anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 counts per minute all the way across this country, when 300 used to be an evacuation level.
Right.
Where are we going to evacuate to?
You can't. They've done destroyed the whole. There's no way to evacuate to unless you go inside of a gigantic lead room and then you die of lead poisoning anyway. Crazy. All I can say, folks, is get right with the Lord. Save yourselves while you still can. Because I know the end of the story. Chuck knows the end of the story. And if it is true, as we are taught, we have faith, believe, the end is good for us, brother. So whatever it may be, it may be. I leave it to the Lord.
And see, I just pulled up Memphis, Tennessee, and their constant line across Tennessee from November to current is between 3,000 to 4,000 is their constant line, but they got spikes clear up in the 8,000. So
that's in Memphis, Tennessee. Another one of the high ones that we were getting was somewhere in Colorado. It's kind of shocking that Colorado would be so high. Folks, remember this. All
Grand Junction, Colorado right now is offline. I wonder why that one's offline.
Say that again. I'm sorry, my son was talking to me. I missed that. I don't want to miss this.
The EPA site here for Denver. Denver was offline through December. It's back online. And Denver's floating 2, 3, 4. Between 4 and into the 9,000 counts.
That's great. That's up in Mile High. A mile in the air. What is it? 4 to 8,000 counts. Great. Oh, like no joke. There's no escape.
The Springs, Colorado Springs, their baseline, not their spike line, their baseline follows 10,000 count.
And what's the world to do in a crisis like this? This is a crisis, folks. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. Nobody's talking about it. We're talking about it here at the Patriot Nation Radio Show because there is some importance to this stuff, folks. I'm telling you, I'm going to do some more research, and I'm going to do another show on this. because I want to know some of the numbers. I want to research different cancers and their levels and, you know, radioactive cancers, cancers from radioactivity, what are the main ones, and how have they done in the last 20 years. And then I'm going to do the other cancers like prostate, colon, and breast, see how much they've increased in the last 20 years and see how that has actually affected cancer rates. Because I'm telling you,
in San Bernardino, California, their spikes are up and down, but their baseline is above 4,000 counts for a baseline.
Yeah. Right. And what are this? What are their spikes?
Their spikes are going 5 and 6 and higher.
And being right on the Pacific, that's pretty low, you would think. So, folks are probably wondering, well, like, why is it so high in Portland and Carolina? Because there's a thing called the jet stream, folks.
The jet stream.
The natural weather systems and how they travel across the globe is this water is being dumped into the Pacific. It's being absorbed into the atmosphere up in the jet stream, and it's flying across our country and raining on our crops and our soil and our livestock and our everything. So the rates go up the more every time it rains, every time you get a weather system, here it comes, more stuff. It's true. When we were kids, another thing we used to talk about, acid rain. It's true, acid rain is coming down now, folks. Go ahead and stand outside and catch raindrops and snowflakes on your tongue. I wouldn't.
Kearney, Nebraska is the closest federal monitoring station we have to the center of the United States. And their spike line is between 4,000 and 8,000, 9,000 counts per minute.
That's right. As
They've
close
got
to
it,
the center of the country as you can get.
So, and that's your breadbasket.
So, folks, we've gone coast to coast. We've gone to the middle of the country. How are we doing in, say, Detroit, Michigan?
I just pulled up Casper.
The reason I keep asking for the different cities, everybody, is because, you know, we're in California, we're in Portland, we're in Carolina, we're in Nebraska. You know, it's all over. I'm sure if they had monitoring systems in Iceland and Ireland and the UK, it would be the same thing.
Detroit's baseline is right around the 4,000. They've got spikes that are hitting the 10,000 back in November.
Now, one thing I do notice is the counts have gotten less from, like, say, a show we did 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Because some of those spikes were like 13,000. They were really up. But it seems that some of them are coming down a little bit, which that's good, but it's still way in the danger zone. 4,000 counts per minute. You know, what is that like sending the kids out to the playground and they're playing outside? And they're rolling around in the dirt and they're playing in the sandbox. Who knows? Who knows?
And, you know, not only do we have to worry about the nuclear plants that are leaking, studied and looked into what the 5G towers do.
Yeah. I had a guy talk to me. He's like, he's a friend of a friend, and he installs them, and he swears there's no danger. He's like, I'm around it all day long, every day, and I'm perfectly healthy. And he is. He's
but he's also
brother.
Wearing a radiation suit when he's putting them up.
Right. And that part I didn't ask him. I should. Next time I see him, I'll ask him.
There's a lot of those people that are putting them tires up. They are in full hazmat suit.
Yep.
And 5G is like shortwave microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beaming them in all directions. And, you know, they're frying us. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but that guy blew up the Georgia Guidestones for a reason. He wanted to bring attention to it. So the plan on the Georgia Guidestones seems to be in full swing, as far as I can tell, you know, between nuclear waste, pandemic, wars, and all this stuff. They're trying. They're trying to thin the population.
Well, just look at the train derailments over the last couple of
weeks. Yeah, what's up with that? You know?
And for them to understand the chemical element of the train, of what the train was hauling, and for them to be advised not to burn it, because it'll create the worst element known to man. And what do they do?
Vinyl chloride.
They set it afire.
On purpose. And say it's a controlled burn. Say it's going to be okay, people. Folks, I talked about this on my last show that we had on, that the vinyl chloride or vinyl chlorine that they set ablaze is basically non-toxic until you set it ablaze. And then when you burn it, it's not like some things that have like a nuclear shelf life where after X amount of years, they'll slowly piss out. There is no half-life of burnt vinyl chlorine. But if it spills onto the ground and you don't burn it, it evaporates, goes away, and it causes no harm whatsoever. It's up like, what? It seems crazy. And they knew without a shadow of a doubt that burning vinyl chlorine causes a dangerous reaction that is fatal and never stops. So now this is going to happen in the atmosphere forever.
Along with all the radiation and everything else.
Right. Acid rain is real, folks. You know? That's why they stopped making metal cars, because the metal cars will rot like they're in the ocean. You can't have a metal car. They'll rust. Rot. So they make them plastic. And they coat the heck out of them with paint. I'm telling you. It's really crazy what's happening all around us. And that's why I can implore folks, please get right with the Lord. I can't say it enough. It's part of the reason why I do a show once a month now instead of four and five times a month, because the rest of the month I'm praising the Lord, thanking him that I get to even be here and be alive each day and do what I do. It's a blessing. So get right with the Lord, folks, and leave it up to God. I'm not trying to do this to fear monger, scare the crap out of people. I'm doing this to tell people that, hey, these guys are trying real hard to destroy it. And so if you just get right with your maker, who cares what they do? We'll be okay. We know the end of the story. And we'll go our way, and they'll go theirs. And I'll pick my way. My way is the way of the Lord, which isn't my way. It's the Lord's way. He picked me. He said, he pursued me, he found me, and here I am. And so, Fukushima, Fukushima. Fukushima me, Fukushima you.
Over the years, we've talked about it, and we always told people what can be done. Even though I'm no longer in the microbials, there are still microbials out there to be had. You can Google search all you want, but you want to look for naturally reoccurring beneficial microbes. We don't need no more genetic engineered anything.
Nope. Geoengineering, genetically modified, whatever you want to call this stuff that they're doing to us, we don't want no part of it. And you know what's crazy, too, is a lot of the stuff that they do with our tax dollars. They make us pay taxes, and then they use the tax money for crap that we don't agree with. I think there should be a list on your taxes of where you would like your money to go when you pay taxes. You know what I mean? I want my money to go to the military and to police and national security. I don't want it to go to and to the wall. You know? Let us choose where our taxes go on our forms. And then you'll truly know where the people's hearts are, because they'll be putting their tax money where they want it, you know, and you'll see the revenue stream and what people really want. Do it that way. You'll be like, look, oh my goodness, everybody wants national security and a strong border. No one wants abortions and, you know, gun restrictions. Nobody wants that. Nobody's voting. Nobody's putting their taxes towards those things. But they sure are putting it towards this. They sure are putting it towards that. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe there's something to it. I'm not president. I'm nothing. Apparently, I'm just some guy living in Florida, making his way, paying his little bit of taxes that he pays every year on his house and his income, because they thieve it from us. The taxation is theft, as we all know. It's unconstitutional, but some clown somehow squeezed it in there, and now we pay taxes all the time on everything. You know, Boston Tea Party happens because of tea on tax, basically. And if those guys if those guys that threw the Boston Tea Party were alive today, I don't know. You know, we would definitely be in better shape, I think. They wouldn't be taking this crap. But we seem to all just take it. I hear people talking across the board all the time about, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. And I say, well, did you call your senator's office? Did you write any emails to your House of Representatives? Did you do anything to make a difference? No. I voted.
I can honestly say over the years, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, I stood up to the plate. I played ball.
We tried, Chuck. We tried so hard. I used to give out the DC switchboard on the show all the time. Call your people. You know, they're taking away the guns. And I'd call your senators. I would, it's like 202-224-3121. Call today, folks. I still remember it. It's like etched in my brain. 224-3121, the DC hotline. Give a ring.
You said a statement twice now that I, other than nature and surviving, that I hold near and dear, and that's the Second Amendment.
Yep. Yes, sir, me too.
What I try to get people around here to understand is what's changed over the last 50 years.
Well, one thing I can say for sure is when I was a kid, we had rifle teams in school, and they taught gun safety, and they educated people on the proper use of guns. So I think that definitely has something to do with it.
I mean, our pickups in high school had guns
had
in the gun
racks
in the parking lot.
Yeah, in the parking lot, and with the windows open.
And, you know, the ironic thing is, We can bring things to a certain pattern, and it's called the Internet.
Yeah.
When the Internet was created, it also created other issues. And today's world, the kids today sit on a computer playing games.
Yep.
In our era, our military, our astronauts, our pilots, they all had to sit in simulators.
Yep.
Well, today you've got all these big screen computers, and they've got 3 and 4 screens in front of you, so you're sitting in a simulator.
Yep.
And these people doing these gamings, and they've gotten to the point that they're in that thing so many hours out of the day.
Desensitizes their brain.
They have lost the knowing of reality. They cannot separate reality from the game.
Right.
And that is where we get all these shootings from. But you don't hear anybody talking about they. You don't hear nobody talking about it. The gaming world just like Big Pharma. You're not going to get no. You're not going to go after that.
Nope. Yeah, I asked my doctor one time when I was in his office, and it was all during the COVID scandemic. And are you going to get yourself back? I said, no, sir, I will not be taking the vaccine. I said, you know, if you have an alternative treatment like ivermectin or hydrochloroquine with a Z-Pack, I'll gladly take that. You know, can you prescribe that for me if I get it? And he said, no, I can't. I said, well, why can't you? He said, I, you know, they're just not offering that as an alternative treatment. It's not approved. And I asked him, if you were to actually go ahead and prescribe me 3 milligrams of over-the-counter ivermectin from my pharmacist, you would lose your license because Big Pharma would be mad at you. And he basically said, yes. They're working for Big Pharma. That's it. You go to the doctor, and they give them free samples and stuff, and they're beholden to them. And what I've been claiming, I can't say for sure because, you know, my doctors, I have two doctors. One is like an LPN that I go to when I get the sniffles, and then one's a doctor. And the LPN is the gentleman who told me that his license depends on him pushing pharmaceuticals on people. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to his office, he wants to give me 3 prescriptions at least. He never goes, let you leave. It's like going to an auto mechanic to fix you, to get an oil change, and they're told to upsell. Well, you know, we gave you an oil change, but we noticed you got bad brake pads and you need some rotors and your this and that and the other thing, and we suggest that, and here's the price. This is what it will cost you. And they're required to upsell. I'm sure that's a very similar thing when it comes to pharmaceuticals. That's doctors, and they've become symptom treaters, no longer are healers. They're not trying to heal you. Trying to treat your symptoms with something that gets them a bonus from the pharmaceutical company at the end of the quarter, you know.
And here's the sad truth to all of that. You know, we've said over the years that nature will provide us with what we need. Our Creator will provide us with what we need.
Yeah.
And now we've got this malarkey. There are cures for cancer out there.
Yep.
And then in the natural realm. Why do you think all of the homeopathic doctors, your real doctors, I call them,
right,
are being taken out? Just like
the ones that are blacklisted by the medical community. Holistic medicine.
Just like
blacklisted.
Yeah. Just like those of us in the microbial world. There's a large number of them that have been taken out. And that's in part why, you know, I've kept quiet and everything went to the wayside, but you know, your homeopathic, your microologists and everything. We know there's cures out there.
Right.
But here's the simple truth. A cure, patient lost.
Yes. And that's lost revenue. That's why they're not letting this, that's what I was saying earlier. They don't want to let this out. But you know what, Chuck?
My wife had to step out of the house real fast. My mother-in-law got out of the hospital today. She had a little heart surgery. And apparently she's got something going on, and my wife has run over to my mother-in-law's house. I got to wrap up this show. She had a heart surgery yesterday and got out of the hospital this afternoon, and I don't know. I got to see what's going on. Please pray for my mother-in-law, Rosie. Her name is Rosie. Please pray for her by name. I'm going to pray real quick. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, please place your healing hands on my mother-in-law at this time. She's dealing with a little medical issue. We place this issue in your hands, Lord. We know that you are one who's in control. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Chuck. I got to run. Everybody, please
God
tune in.
Brother. Take care.
I'm sorry,
we'll talk
Chuck.
Another day.
Yeah, I'm going to start digging through some of the statistics on cancer. We'll talk about that stuff maybe another time, next month maybe.
Well, just give me a heads up. We'll work something out.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen.
You
Chuck
take
Reiner.
Care.
You too. I want to thank everybody for coming in, tuning into the show tonight. It's been a blast. I'm sorry that I got to cut this a little short. I probably should have cut it 10 minutes ago when my son came in and told me, but I think some of this is really important as well, but not as important as my mother-in-law. So I'm going to wrap it up here, folks. I'm not even going to do the national anthem. I have to go. I have to run. May God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Tuesdays, tune in to Conservative Perspective. Wednesday, American Allegiance. And Friday with Pete Satterf. I'm not sure exactly what his show title is. I'm sorry, Pete. I've been like that since you joined the network, and I'm horrible. I should be fired. Good night. God bless, and take care, folks. Pray for my mother-in-law, Rosie. God bless. Good night.